Six, please.
Number six is from the Office of the Sheriff requesting authorization to create a transit patrol division for the patrol of Milwaukee County buses in the Milwaukee County Harbor area by creating 45 deputy sheriff ones, position three, deputy sheriff sergeant positions, one deputy sheriff lieutenant, one deputy sheriff captain, and one administrative assistant position effective May 27, 2012.
Inspector, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice Chair, members. Inspector Edward Bailey with the Office of the Sheriff. Joining me is one of our fiscal managers, Ms. Molly Paul. Ms. Paul prepared the fiscal portion of the resolution and note you see before you and would be able to answer specific questions regarding that. The committee may or may not be aware our long-term fiscal administrator, John Preby, finished his term of service with the Sheriff's Office end of last week. He will be joining us later in the year as needed, I suppose, but the committee will look forward to Ms. Paul's testimony for the remainder of this year, we anticipate. Mr. Chairman, the resolution you have before you is brought forward in response to a request from the prior county board chair. The former chairman met with representatives of the Sheriff's Office, including myself, Inspector Richard Schmidt, to discuss a plan to provide for transit, increased transit security patrolling. This occurred late last year in response to what were some, I suppose, high-profile media incidents occurring on the transit system. And at that time, the chairman asked the sheriff to engage and bring forth his best estimate of what would be needed from a law enforcement standpoint, specifically from the sheriff's office, to provide the level of transit policing that the sheriff thought appropriate. And what you see today before you as a new item, and an item that I'm sure will challenge the committee in terms of both its scope and its costs, is the fruit of that conversation. For a little bit of background, members of the committee may be aware, in 2003, the sheriff became interested in the suppression of violent gun crime in the city of Milwaukee, and at the request of the then U.S. District Attorney, or U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District, put together a unit that was then called the GRIP Unit, stood for Gun Reduction Interdiction, and went out and targeted crimes and crime guns, and at that time put together a unit that had 15 members and a sergeant. That unit, at a then cost of around $1 million, functioned fully in suppressing gun crimes in high crime areas in the central city, and operated for essentially 5 years, prosecuted thousands of gun cases, seized thousands of guns. In 2008, the committee may recall that that effort changed focus, was renamed the Targeted Enforcement Unit, and then began, as it continues today, although in a much diminished capacity, to provide security and policing operations in our Parks Unit, and also security and policing on our transit system. However, that function has been at best seasonal in nature. That is to say, that unit focuses its efforts in the parks in the spring and summer months when park usership is high, and then switches its focus largely to transit policing in the fall and winter months. In one avenue, that works well, because the fall and winter months are the months when the young riders, the school-age riders, are on the transit system. But it doesn't really address the crime patterns. It doesn't address the fact that transit's need for policing is fairly static and continuous throughout the year. It doesn't cover the essentially 20 hours of transit usership that needs to be covered. It's never really been a good fit for crime patterns. So we know that about $1 million back in 2008 gave us 15 officers and a sergeant, but 15 officers and a sergeant is not going to get the policing that we need on the transit system. The resolution you see obviously would address the county buses, But, you know, transit policing units are interesting. They're specialized units, function to prevent, and that's very important for our discussion today, that the goal of this unit would be the prevention of crime in a high-profile, highly visible, uniformed capacity. Also to arrest and investigate crimes committed on any transit carrier. Nationally, transit policing units consist of officers employed directly by either the transit system, an example of that would be the Amtrak police, or as, and this is the case that we're discussing today, a specialized unit of a local policing force, such as the Transit Police Services Bureau of Orange County, California. Most modern transit policing units have full arrest powers. In a policy decision, the county went to a private G4S Wackenhut security model, not an arrest powers model, a few years ago at the cost of around $1 million. I know it's a little bit less than that. But the need for arrest powers allows for smooth and seamless investigation, arrest, prosecution of crimes. And as the committee, I'm sure, well knows, those crimes include trespassing on transit property, assaults against passengers, graffiti on transit buses and bus stops, pickpocketing, fare fraud, robbery, theft of personal belongings, drug use and dealing on transit assets, and as I know the committee is very concerned with, assaults against transit drivers. While my resolution before you today will strike you again with its scope and cost, it's not at all unprecedented. Dallas Area Rapid Transit Police Department, Greater Cleveland Transit Police Department, Metro Transit Police Department of King County, that's in Seattle, the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority in Boston, I'm going to talk about that in a moment, the Metro Police Department of Chicago, the Public Transportation Section of the Chicago Police Department, the Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority Police Department, the Metropolitan Transit Authority of Harris County, Pennsylvania, the Niagara, that's Buffalo, Frontier Transportation Authority and Transit Police Department. And, of course, everyone's favorite that I mentioned just to say the name, but really is such an outlier it doesn't affect us for our purposes today, the Port Authority Police Department and the New York City Police Department Transit Bureau. I think an interesting example for comparative purposes.
Can I interrupt a second?
Absolutely.
Inspector Bailey, I'm sort of new here. Sure. And I'm a little bit confused by this process. As I've read these things in your presentation, I mean, we have a long agenda, so I'm very interested in what happens in Buffalo, but I don't know that I need to hear that right now. It seems that there's a request for all these positions. Sure. The money isn't there. I'm on this committee. I chair this committee. No one from your department has contacted me on this. Strikes me as some sort of, and maybe I'm just completely off base, some sort of publicity stunt on the Sheriff's Department. This doesn't seem like a serious proposal. That if there was, someone would have contacted, I don't know, maybe you talked to every other member of the committee besides me, and said, how can we do this? We've got a long agenda, and I'm happy to work with you on this. This is a serious problem that you've addressed. I agree. But, you know, if the money isn't here, we're sort of just starting the budget process with the administration. I don't really understand what the purpose of this is other than for you to make your presentation, and I assume we don't have the money, so it just gets denied, unfortunately, and we just do something else. Am I wrong here?
Inspector.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You're certainly wrong with the use of the term publicity stunt. I don't take exception to the use of the term. I think I understand it. Again, this resolution was brought forward at the request of the former county chair, asking for the sheriff to provide the county board with his suggestions and costs for a transit policing initiative. What you're seeing today is a response to a request from the county board. It was not initiated by the sheriff. My somewhat lengthy introductory remarks were because this is such a new policy direction. Certainly, this committee is interested in costs. The sheriff does not have the ability to fund this operation. DAS has it at a cost of around $2 million. We certainly have it at a cost of around $5 million. But the source of that money would be the purview of the committee, not the sheriff. The sheriff does not have a funding source for this unit. What we're here to talk about, if it's the committee's pleasure, is the need and what policing results we would project. Thank you.
I didn't mean to be insulting. It just struck me as, you know, you make the one presentation on an issue where we don't have the money at this point to fund it, apparently. Not knowing the complete history of this, if I did offend you, I apologize. But I do think there's a serious problem on the buses and other places that we should address. But it appears to me we don't have the money here today to do this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Richland.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Question for an inspector. I appreciate that context that this was a response to a request from the former chair. And so do I take that then to mean that this is not the sheriff's recommendation? Or if it is, was it part of his budget request that we provide additional tax levy in 2013 of $5 million to do this? Is it his position that this is the highest priority and that we should allocate $5 million next year for this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The sheriff's position is that if the sheriff's going to provide the services, this is what you would anticipate him saying he needs to provide it. If the policy decision is that the sheriff's office provides the services, this is what we need to provide it. You could anticipate seeing this in our 13 budget as it comes to you from the county board or from the county executive if he includes it coming to him from our recommendation. The reason it's brought to you at this time is, as a policy decision, if we want to move on it now, we could have policing up and running by this fall, if that's the pleasure of the county board. Does the sheriff believe increased uniformed sworn presence, perhaps provided by his department, is needed? Absolutely. Does the sheriff believe that the current policing strategy that's being employed, is it all effective? No, he does not. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I believe the debate will continue, but on this item, I would move denial at this time.
Mr. Chairman, the motion from, or the resolution that you should be voting on is the one from the Department of Administration,
right,
which was to deny.
Okay, I'm sorry. I would move approval of the DAS resolution, which moves denial of the request.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Kamel.
Anything else for me? You have the report. You have the report before you. We did come up with an estimated $2 million impact that was from the moment in time in 2012 in which this would be implemented moving forward. The only other item I think we should note is that on the first page of our report, you will see that the sheriff's department had requested 25 deputy sheriffs and 2 deputy sheriff sergeant positions in the TEU, and that was their request, and that's what was granted in the 2012 budget. So with those 2 points of clarification, I have nothing further to add.
Okay. Thank you very much. We have a resolution to deny the creation of the 45 deputy sheriff one positions, the 3 deputy sheriff sergeant positions, 1 deputy sheriff lieutenant position, 1 deputy sheriff captain, and 1 administrative assistant, effective May 27, 2012. And Supervisor Lipscomb has moved approval of that resolution. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This would be the addition of a large amount of money to the sheriff's budget. As previously stated, I do not need to reiterate that we don't have that sitting around. My concern is about actually the technical enforcement unit. As you described, it goes to the lakefront during the summer, and then it's supposed to be on buses in the autumn and winter. However, I believe in the last budget cycle, after we restored roughly half of the deputies that would have been laid off, the request was made for the sheriff to put back the TEU program. That said, I don't know if that has occurred. I have repeatedly gotten calls from bus drivers very, very scared, frankly, about the situations on their buses and the perceived lack of law enforcement. You know, after the sheriff said, no, we can't do that, then Chief Flynn stepped up to it. Then there's some question as to if that's continued. But, you know, I think I'm going to support the motion on this matter. If we approve this money, it would go into the sheriff's budget, and I question the accountability of the money after that point. Anything you wish to tell you? Can you tell me what's happened to TEU since the last budgets?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The TEU, a discretionary force, was refunded. What you're seeing, and I know that as county supervisors you're feeling it as keenly as anyone, is a policing unit that is right now using a calls for service model of policing, which is to say a crime occurs, police are notified, police respond, whether it's from the Milwaukee Police Department, whether it's from the Sheriff's Office, whether it's from the Greenfield Police Department, try to investigate, make an arrest, and hold somebody accountable. That's very different than a dedicated patrolling force that is out to prevent and deter crime. Right now, TEU is functioning in the parks and on transit, largely in a calls for service model. And that is very different than previous years. In previous years, TEU was a exclusive force that went out, patrolled, preemptive, patrol zones based on crime data. And that's what you're feeling. What you would see in this is directly a response to your concerns as you express them from the transit operators. This is a dedicated patrolling force that would patrol as a transit policing force with that as their prime function. You did make comments about Chief Flynn's willingness to step up. It falls in line with what we were informed by the county executive, which is transit policing is something that can be largely handled by municipalities. I was present when the chief talked about that in front of his legislative body, the Common Council, and talked about how there were so many Milwaukee police officers and certainly it would be no problem for them to hop on county buses. I'm wholly unaware of that occurring.
Supervisors Alexander, Schmidt, and Stamper. Before, I have two cards before I listen to testimony from two others. Supervisor Alexander, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, unless I'm missing something here, I don't see anything regarding any contracts that we might have with K4S regarding what's currently going on with transit security. I understand there's some cost differentials presented, but I didn't see anything regarding if we're currently involved in a contract that we can't get out of or could get out of, et cetera. Is anyone able to speak to that?
So, it is my understanding that G4S currently is the contractor for the transit system, and we currently have that staffing on the buses. That is my understanding. I don't know what the nature of the contract is or the extent to which we can back out of that contract at this point in time, but we can get that information to you.
Thank you. I'd just like to comment that I've tried to be very in touch with the residents of my district. They have expressed strong desire to see transit security stepped up. I ride the bus myself on every day or every other daily basis to come to the courthouse. I've interviewed bus drivers even as late as this morning. Every time I get on a route, I introduce myself. I'm a county supervisor. These are issues that are before us or are of concern, and I've asked their opinions as well. On the other hand, I hear the concern that this is really kind of a request without a funding source, but to counter that, I would go back and say that just 8 days ago, the Journal Sentinel publicly reported that we had a surplus of $11.5 million right now, and $2.6 million dollars if that was coming from transportation and public works. So citing the fact that we don't really know the nature of the contract with G4S, and it seems that we may have somewhat of a surplus, I would move to lay this over, Mr. Chairman.
You move layover? Move to lay this over. We have a motion for layover. It takes precedence over anything else this time.
I want to speak, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt and Supervisor Stanton.
I wasn't prepared to be on labor, but I'll say something on that. I guess to lay over means there's been some communication. So my question would be, there was a public document came out yesterday that the county executive has stated he's met with all the departments and now is in the process in the summer, of course, of making up his budget. So my question would be, knowing what the background's been the last couple of years, has your department met with the county executive on your budget for next year? Inspector Bailey, please.
Thank you. Let me turn to my counterpart. That would, at this level, probably have happened with the financial people. No, our conversation so far has only been in terms of numbers they provided us in terms of targets. We've provided some information back in terms of ongoing operations. I don't believe, based on my nod from my counterpart, Inspector Schmidt, that we've had our meeting yet with the county board. But we certainly, or with county executive's office, certainly we could anticipate in trying to include this in our 2013 budget. That will be at best challenging, but we could.
Well, that's, sure. I think, for all of us who've had some experience in this, that's where we're going. Because when you stated yourself, and with all due respect, and I appreciate if this is came from a former chairman, fine, okay, but is it really the priority of the sheriff? And we have to decide the board's a priority for us, too. I think there is some priority here, but that's the matchup. We give the sheriff the budget, he prioritizes where he goes. That's why we can't designate certain things. We understand that now because he has the constitutional authority to send people where he wants, when he wants. Okay, fine. So we give a budget, and he can decide if he wants to do this or not based on the budget. So, you know, to state the obvious, and I just want to say before I forget, my best to Mr. Creevy, he served you well, very well, and I'm sure
quite.
Mr. Paul, well, you're lucky to have her come in because he always gave us a lot of good information. We appreciate it, so please tell him that. But this is a budgetary matter. We certainly don't have the wherewithal. You understand that this spot we're in, you know, we're not going to pick $5 million off now and throw it into a budget, unless the committee thought so. I certainly doubt that I could do that. We need to see the budget for all the pros and cons or what's gone on in the past. You know, you're all big boys here. You got to sit down and, you know, prioritize what the sheriff wants. You cut the sheriff last year, doesn't mean you'll cut the sheriff this year. Every department's gone over cuts. You know, so you got to come up with some other stream that I've been talking about here. If this is a priority to you, okay, then you need to make that point. You need to sit down, stay in the obvious here, but, you know, I haven't talked personally to county executive. I think I will on this budget before we get it here soon, okay, and find out kind of what's going on. It was reported publicly, email, JS online, whatever it was, we all read that the county executive has met with all the departments, gone over, and now he's in the process with DAS, you know, working out the budget this summer. So if that hasn't occurred any depth then, and it should have, or someone's not quoting things right here. So that's unfortunate. And I don't want to go into this always, he said, she said, you know, this is for the betterment. We're all concerned about public safety. If you think this is really important, then we should put some money in the budget for this, okay? But we understand it's the overall budget. And the sheriff will decide where the priorities are, where he's going to put this money. So, you know, I'll state the obvious one more time. You need to sit down together, the sheriff and the county executive. He brings the budget to us. We can't throw out $5 million before we even budget, see what other departments are doing. I mean, I think you understand that, please. And so if this is a serious something that we should take seriously, but it's a serious money, serious situation, it should be talked about at least, and overall budget should be decided between you and the county executive as best you can. I don't care what's happened in the past. We're starting fresh. This is a new budget. All the surplus, by the way, can't go for 2012. It's first for 2013. So it doesn't help us right now. And I've seen these reports month by month, past experience, $11 million surplus, also a $1 million deficit next month. So it depends when bills come in and everything else. You all know that. So I don't get too excited when I see deficits. I don't get too excited when I see surpluses. You know, we go bills come in and things change, unfortunately. So those would be my comments.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Mr. Chairman, briefly on that point.
Go ahead.
Just as for the committee's knowledge, the sheriff's chief concerns as it relates to transit would be in line with the committee's assaults on passengers, assaults on transit operators. In regards to the county executive, I would simply say that the steadfast belief is expressed to us has been that this is in the purview of municipalities, not the office of the sheriff. We will endeavor to continue to discuss that throughout our relationship. Thank you.
Thank you, Inspector. Supervisor Stamper, then Alexander.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question was in regards to G-45, the status of that contract. The status of that contract. And how effective it was, how ineffective it was. And if it's ineffective, then can this Transit Patrol Division replace the Wackernut Company? Because the Transit Patrol, public safety is very important, it's very serious, and this Transit Patrol Division does sound like it would be effective. So that was my thought.
Would you like your response?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. The information sharing between G4S, between the Milwaukee County Transit System, between the Milwaukee Police Department, between the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office is second to none. You can rest assured we have real-time data sharing between those entities. The patrolling that you're getting out of G4S for your $900,000 is not being maximally effective, as the sheriff believes. We believe that we're better suited to provide that service, not only through our arrest powers, but through the way we deploy in relation to crime data. I will say this. We have discussed for the last 3 years regarding this issue the concept of taking the $1 million the G4S currently has and simply lapsing that over to the sheriff's office and asking the sheriff to provide transit policing for that $1 million. The real reason you have this resolution is to tell this committee and the board through this committee that that is not going to get the job done, that this is the unit you need for this transit initiative. 45 officers, full staff of supervision, in a uniformed deterrent, riding the buses model. Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander, then I want to go to the cars before we vote on the way over. Supervisor Alexander, then Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In light of my respect for my colleague's comments and what I've just heard, I'd like to withdraw the motion to layover.
Okay.
And I would like to just add to that that I appreciate this as a resolution, would love to support it, and sincerely hope that the Sheriff's Department can be made more whole in the coming budget session, as we've all been talking about, so that something to the effect of this plan could be put forth going in the next year. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey.
Well, I do think this is an extremely important issue, and I also think perhaps this is something the sheriff should be doing. However, in the real world, we have Milwaukee County Transit System, which is managed and operated by a contractual agreement with the county, and the folks that manage and control Milwaukee County Transit System need to make operational decisions. And you know, we have a sheriff who refuses to meet with the chief judge, who doesn't come down and talk to the board. What would Milwaukee County Transit System do if the sheriff continued that kind of activity and refused to meet with management there when they need to make operational decisions? So, you know, if you're going to continue to request this action, the sheriff needs to address that issue because we all need to have all the departments working together. So thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. I have two cards. One from Penny Sikora. The other one is from James Mason. If you'd come forward, please. I'll give you 2 minutes each to make your concerns known to us. 2 minutes each. Identify yourselves. And
Penny Sikora. I'm a Milwaukee County Transit System Operator and a member of the Amalgamated Transit Union, and I've been a transit user for 25 years. I'm completely aware that we know the sheriff needs to be doing this job. I don't disagree with that. In response to Supervisor Stamper, Wackenhut, and with all due respect, is a joke. They've been in place for as long as I've been here, and they have never been effective, ever. They're essentially as effective as putting a sign. You might as well just put a sign on the bus that says security is in is on the bus. That's about as effective as they are. They're as effective as the ordinance signs on the bus is saying no eating, no drinking, no cursing, no loud radio music playing. They're ineffective. The one thing that the sheriffs, when they are on the bus, are effective at doing is enforcing the ordinances and creating an environment in which I call quality of life. Not only do they fight crime and use real police science to do such, they create a very calm environment. Many of you that in this room that do not ride transit, you know why the reason that you don't ride transit, because there's a perception that it's not safe. Not saying that there's chaos all the time, but the reality is there is. Another reality is it's not a very comfortable environment because of the chaos. And as a result, you get operators that are put in a position to make decisions day to day because of this chaos that'll make the wrong decision, or they may be assaulted. And you also have passengers that are assaulted. Now, in respect to how do we fund this, we give Wackenhut almost $1 million. That could be taken away and put toward a dedicated transit police force. You also are looking at the idea of installing shields, which is going to cost a couple $100,000, which I think is a Band-Aid. You have the sheriffs on the bus on a full-time basis. You don't need shields. Lastly, how much money do we spend on operators that are assaulted that are out on workman's comp? I believe in, 2008, we spent almost $6 million. I mean, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We're going back and forth saying the sheriff needs to do his job. He puts forth this idea, which you guys can figure out how many sheriffs we need, but I just named a few places that we can take the money and put toward this idea. If we just start with the Wackenhut money, take that almost $1 million, they said it would fund, 12 sheriff's deputies? That's a start. Instead of going back and forth and figuring out, well, let's make him do his job, this is a budgetary issue. While you guys are trying to figure out how to make these decisions, transit is still, the security issues and quality of life issues on transit will continue to persist, and you're not going to get those that could choose to ride the bus otherwise ride the bus because they know what's going on out there.
Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Mason.
Thank you, supervisors. I agree with what you said earlier. This is a political stunt by Clark. I don't have no problem with the sheriff, but I have a problem with the sheriff. There's no reason in the world that he's using our passengers and our drivers to basically for his stunt. And that's all it is. Just like y'all said earlier, he had the money. He took the sheriff off the bus before his money was ever taken away from him. When he came back, I was on the board. He came promised us before he basically became the sheriff that he would put sheriffs on the bus. My question is, why you can't basically stick to what you promised? You know, if you don't want to do a job, he need to find another job. And that's the whole problem. He don't want to do his job. I don't care what nobody say, it's a political stunt. Right now, the most protected place in the city of Milwaukee is you go down to the lakefront. You got everything in the world down at the lakefront. Why you can't put some on the buses now? It's no excuse. Right now, the police is patrolling the bus. But when that police goes into another area, they cannot do anything out the area. That's the sheriff's job. He gets paid to do a job, make him do his job. If y'all give him this money, nothing's going to guarantee that he's going to do it. If he don't listen to y'all in the county board, what's going to make him do what he want to? Clark's problem is Clark thinks he runs everything and nobody tells him nothing. Make him do his job and I will agree with this money. Just like he said, during the school year, we get sheriffs. Right now, we have not seen a sheriff since he had a problem with the county executive, despite what they say, and you go to the Milwaukee County Transit and back it. The problem is, make Clark do his job. If he do his job, we have no problem with it. If he's not going to do a job, I won't give him another penny. Thank you.
Any questions of Mr. Secor and Mr. Mason by committee members? Thank you very much for your time. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman?
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, in the last budget, we put back in $1.5 million for a 17-person tactical enforcement unit. since then, we've seen them at the lakefront, which is important. Law enforcement is good and important in and of itself. Of course, that is not in question. But they're supposed to be through the parks, all the parks, and the transit system. What are we hearing? They're at the lakefronts. They're not on the buses. So I think if we do give them this money, it would disappear into the system because we cannot keep track of it after we allocate it. I stand by my previous comments. Thank you.
And thank you, Supervisor Haas. That is a statement by you. We do have to keep moving. I'll give another couple minutes to this item, and then we need to move on. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to comment that in one of the parks in my district, I've had large problems with mobs of young people getting together, bringing out guns to fight each other. I was present for one of these fights within the last 2 weeks. I had to call 911, being someone in the park witnessing what was going on, families and children leaving the park, and a mob about to shoot each other. And when I called 911, I was told by the Milwaukee Police Department that they did not have anyone to cover it. They could not get anyone there in any amount of time. They transferred the call to the Sheriff's Department, and the Sheriff's Department, I timed them because I was concerned about this, and they responded within 6 minutes. So to say that the Sheriff's Department is not at least responding to issues going on in our parks, I think would be a stretch, so I would rise to their defense there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion by Supervisor Lipscomb to approve of the resolution from the committee. Any other comments, concerns, questions? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Motion to approve 62.
Thank you very much. Item number